Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Spotlight. Crap detector. I have a crap detector that goes off occasionally.
Yes.
Rob, last week you played a guy that took a bath in hot sauce. It was a viral video.
Yeah.
And you played it, and we listened to it, and it sounded good, and it was a guy that was jumping into hot sauce. And over the weekend, I watched it.
You analyzed it?
And you know my crap detector. Mm-hmm. My crap detector went out of its mind. And this guy, first of all, he's a dumb guy.
Well, yeah.
So that's the first tell.
Well, he's my least favorite thing of all time, a YouTube star.
Dumb guy tell.
Dumb guy tell, but it looked like it was maybe tomato sauce that he was jumping into. It's not hot sauce.
I looked at it, and you know.
He was bad at faking it. I think you've been duped.
Perhaps I was, you know, I looked at it. It sounded good, and that's really the ultimate tell, and we did enjoy it.
You've been DGT'd once again.
What's DGT?
Dumb guy tell.
Oh, yeah, the dumb guy tell. Yeah, hold on.
Well, see, I, you know, from the old days when people would try to prank the old Don and Mike show, I remember the one criteria more than any other about people that would try to dupe us would be that they would be stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they would be so dumb, they wouldn't think about the fact that in the event that they dupe these two extraordinarily petty disc jockeys that are all about revenge, the consequences about trying to dupe us might be more severe than they counted on, and that would cause all sorts of big trouble, and that would be a tell because they wouldn't think that far ahead because they would say, hey, we're gonna get that chocolate pie for free on the show by duping the guys. That's what we're going to do. And so they would do that. Now, I think it's the same thing with Ryan Lochte.
Lochte, yeah!
Ryan Lochte is somebody who thought he was smarter than an entire news organization, and that's why he thought he which requires being stupid. He could stumble out of his hotel the morning after he's been out, and he could dupe Billy Bush with an interview on the beach, and he was too stupid.
Well,
to
I think
that.
Billy Bush was a very, very attainable target.
It's just
the rest of America might have been a little tough.
But Lochte didn't process that.
Well, I'm a big fan of Billy Bush, I'll tell you, if you're hungover and that's the guy you tell a lie to, like, that's probably the one guy. You're not going to say that right off. I don't think he says that same lie to Matt Lauer if that's his first interview.
But let me ask you this. Do you really think that Lochte processed that?
No. I think that Lochte said, I'm on Access Hollywood. I'm going to make this as sensational as possible.
This is not the nightly news.
A fun story is a fun story. I think he would have been a little more cautious if he saw Lauer in front of him.
I see. I don't even think he would.
And then he lied to Lauer because Bush had it on, and then he had to lie to Lauer.
Well, see, I don't know if he even, I think you might be even giving him more credit than he deserves. I don't think he even processed that. I think he saw the camera, he said, yeah, I'll do this right now, I'll tell. Because I don't think Lochte thinks Lauer, Bush, he doesn't delineate between that. He's not
bright enough to do that. What he thinks in very broad strokes. He knows that for the last 15 years, everything he's done has been okay. You know what? It's going to be okay because I'm a swimmer. They're going to buy it, and it's going to be okay because I'm a swimmer, and I'm good at swimming, and that's going to be okay.
Well, in this particular circumstance of this guy with the hot sauce.
I have the video. You want to hear it?
Let me be the Jeff Rawson.
Hot shit.
Okay, let me be the Jeff Rawson. And
what's up, guys? So much, and today,
all right, there's your bad audio.
Can you pause it real quick?
I can.
Do you think the rest of America knows that it's bad audio, or are they just getting away with this?
I don't think that the rest of America that watches a viral video thinks in terms of that. I don't think our audience would be a really small segment of our audience that would be aware if I came in and sounded like this.
Well, I'll give you an example.
They probably wouldn't care as much as we care.
One of the professors that I do Bootstrapped with, the business show, startup show. Thank you very much. We have, I think, 11 listeners, so if you're into that, please listen.
We had 4 minutes into the show, first day.
Thank you.
And it's it's about footwear, right?
Footwear.
Yeah.
It's all about boots. So
Pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
You know, people are going to write and be like, Strops. I thought you had a show about shoes. I've got to get that message today.
Where are my boots at?
I guarantee
hey,
it.
Hey, where are my boots at?
Come on now.
Come on now. Get.
I'm in a cowboy boots. When are you going to talk about them? So he mentioned to me, he said, what I appreciate about what we do in the studio here, because they lease out the studio,
right?
Is that we sound better than any other show out business show out there. And I said, well, that's been really our mission here as a show.
We're
the quality
obsessive
of the audio.
About it, and I'm still not happy with it.
No,
I'm
I mean, never, it could always be better, Mikey.
Always.
It could always be better.
You know, we strive to get every technical element of the show. What people should know about the technical end of this show is we do this on a limited budget. So we...
Black magic.
Oscar, wouldn't it be safe to say with your knowledge of, of all things tech,
yes,
through your associations with various engineers, mm-hmm, and with Todd Moore, if I came to you and I called you this afternoon and said we have an unlimited budget,
a blank check
tomorrow,
oh my god,
the audio and video, yeah, of the show would be if we had $50,000 to spend on it,
I think it would be similar. It would just be easier.
Well,
I know one
good
thing is that he would buy himself a ticket to Florida and do it in your studio. Because he'd be out of here. He'd say, unlimited budget, I'm living in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would bet on Arizona.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'd go to Arizona.
But I think but the thing about it is, for what we have, what we do, we're very proud of that.
Yes.
Now, so this kid that has the viral video, what he does is, I don't want to hear it because the All audio right. is so, but I want you to look at it. And he says that he describes it as filling a tub full of chili. Now, he's stupid there because he's not jumping into chili. He's jumping into some sort of sauce.
Yeah, but he had chili peppers on it. I thought maybe there was some confusion.
Did you say hot sauce?
Yeah.
So did you help him along, like, even for... But now you're entertaining.
No, you're
trying to make it better.
The actual name... Mike, he put a gun to my head. He cocked the trigger. The name of the viral video is Bathing in 1,250 Bottles of Hot Sauce. That's the name of the video.
Okay.
So whether or not he said it, that's how he named it.
Okay. I'm watching this and I say to myself, it's not the reaction I would expect if he was going through that much pain. I just smell a rat. I could be wrong, but I smell a rat with
this. What I did like about it was, and you'll pardon the expression, the slow burn. Because when he lowered himself in, you almost felt he allowed time for the server to get to where it would be extraordinarily
painful. Yeah, I think
you're
giving him so much credit.
I could be.
He's a liar.
I could be.
And I think he's trying to make... The camera is on him the
that
whole time.
That is hearty marinara.
It seems
there's
like
some chilies in it.
I just don't trust anybody on the internet.
It's got
I
that orangish color of hot sauce, though.
Well, I'm not lying. So this is... Mike, I love that you're onto this, because... Right
it's
now,
just, it's he's what, he's duped. Play what, the,
no,
play
no,
the
one of
the
top links. The guy who took a bath in hot sauce in this viral video, here's why he could have died. People are analyzing this left and right.
Here's how he could have died with all this. Now, I don't doubt the guy might be dumb enough where he wouldn't know the consequences. I just think he's trying to, man, I'll dive into hot sauce and this will be really great. I think that you know what hot sauce is going to do. You really do. I think he was dumb, but not dumb that he would do something stupid. I think he's dumb that he would think he could pull one over on the American people. And this guy watched the video one time, and I immediately saw, no way. Think about this, Rob.
Okay.
If you eat a hot wing, everybody has done this.
Sure.
Everybody has had a hot wing on a hot day and maybe brought their hand up to their face and rubbed their eye, mm-hmm, and it is excruciating. If you had regular Tabasco hot sauce and you submerged yourself in it, you would not. You would immediately go for the water in back of him in the tub. He doesn't do that. What he does is he plays to camera going,
breaks
that
down.
And then he slowly asks for a towel, rubs his face off, then he leans over. So we had a little technical glitch there, and we had to come back and forth, and it's always fun to catch Pony talking about me. during the break, I was handed by my lovely wife a cotton candy grape.
Oh, whoa.
What is that?
That's black magic.
What would you think it is?
Is it a variety of grape? It's not some sort of confection, is it?
It is a grape Ogeni Island.
Yes.
That tastes like cotton candy.
So it's a super sweet grape.
What are we doing? I mean, I know it's Monday.
No, but I mean, it could easily be a piece of cotton candy or some sort of confection that's made to look like a grape.
Yeah, but she's not feeding him that. It's like feeding the beast.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's a super sweetened grape. You know, Robert loves cotton candy. Isn't that odd? Isn't that an odd thing to love?
Well, now, especially his age.
My daughter loves cotton candy, too. My daughter absolutely adores cotton candy. Absolutely.
Is she particularly color-wise? Because Robert he's got a color preference.
What is it?
Actually, the difference between my daughter and your son is that my daughter did not actually live one full year of her life in an amusement park. Cotton candy delineation thing. First of all, that would mean daddy, and daddy, when you talk about percentages, would be even less, so I wouldn't really know that. But I know she likes the cotton candy, and, you know, the thing that in those parks that you go to, I happen to remember this.
Right.
They give you a cotton candy that's as big as like a globe.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, a whole big globe of cotton candy. But let's get back to this hot sauce thing, okay? Because we were talking about this. Can we play the very end after he submerges himself?
Yes, give me one second. Right.
Let's listen to the reaction, and let's just gauge through audio, let's gauge the sincerity of this guy. I think he's pulling a fast
one. I have
a
little context just quickly, if you don't mind, before we play the audio.
Yes.
It says, I quote, the oil of the hot peppers in small quantities can be quite painful or damaging. But in this inexplicable quantity, inescapable quantity, it can be permanently burn the mucous membranes on the outside of the body, eyes, lining of the rectum and penis, causing swelling and scarring.
However,
anywhere in there, is there anybody doing what I'm doing? Because usually.
Calling him on it?
Well, no. They say within the article, it says that you would never have that sort of reaction right away. It said the other hazard would be the amount of hot sauce vapors in the air from this kind of stunt could also get in the lungs while trying to breathe, causing damage.
Yeah, there's no evidence of that.
And an asthmic type reaction with airways closing, leading to a life-threatening death emergency.
Very similar to John Turturro on The Night Of. There's my first reference to my favorite TV show. I will not spoil my favorite television show that ended last night. But if you didn't watch it last night, you're behind. All right, let's play the guy.
So you want to get to the end of it?
Let's say after he reacts, after he gets underwater.
All right, one sec. He's under. Hold on, fast forwarding.
I'm done. Take me out.
It's bad acting. You ever seen somebody pepper sprayed on TV?
Oh, yeah.
If somebody's on 66 right now with their windows down,
right.
People are like, that perv. That perv in his car right now.
I can't see anything. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm a dumb guy. I think he's faking it. We'll probably never know, but I'm the only one.
Well, this article does say that his initial reaction is not consistent with what you would feel.
His reaction should be much more violent, right?
No. It shouldn't be much more violent. It just wouldn't be as immediate as it is now.
You would have a delayed reaction.
You would have to sit there for a little while for it to seep into your membranes.
Your anal membranes.
However, Mike, we do know this. If it did kill him, it would have been the most delicious corpse known to man. Serve him up with some celery, some blue cheese. That's one delicious idiot.
So, I don't know. I mean, you looked at it. You're watching the video, Rob, on second go-around. Any thoughts, or do you think maybe
based on Oscar's analysis, I'm inclined to think it might be, maybe. And another thing is we don't know what kind of hot sauce it is.
And
it could be a mild hot sauce.
Yeah, or it might be a salsa.
Or he could be in some sort of red fluid that he created to look like it's hot sauce.
Yeah, it could be tomato sauce. And here's the thing. And here's what kills me about this.
Right.
We'll never know.
No.
We will never
know. One of the great mysteries of mankind.
I mean, the article does break down that the reaction wouldn't be as immediate. And then they write in quotes, nice acting.
That's a little validation. I can start the damn show. What do you think about that, Pony?
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Doctor.
Hey, Chief. How are you?
Very well.
Edward?
Good evening, sir.
I'm Johnny Carson, the world's second funniest man. I bow to the defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, they're laughing tonight. The string players are laughing. I've made a joke on this show. The string players never laugh because they're very serious, you know, but tonight they're laughing. The strings, by the way, are not for Suzanne Summers. They're for me during the monologue in case I need sympathy.
Start up, guys.
Yeah. You and Doc are doing commercials.
Why not?
Last night, late, about 2:30 in the morning, I saw you come out in a kimono doing a thing for the amazing Ginsu knife.
Right. Listen.
What?
Why not? You own everything else.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had the writers with me. I've seen you on one the past couple of weeks, looking right into the camera and saying, you at home may already have won $1 million.
That's true.
You're actually going to give away a million big ones, huh?
On this program.
Will a person who wins the million be here?
We hope so. It's up to you. If you don't care for him, he'll stay home.
Does he get the cash?
Yes.
That'll be a lot of fun.
See, a million doesn't mean as much to you as it does to the others.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You see, the gag is Johnny got kind of overpaid for what he was doing at the time. And the guys that were working on the same show, in the same organization, didn't. Kind of like the first 10 years of my conversations with Lurch. Welcome live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Bowl and Brand. Chevrolet Bode, the best way to ensure a good day is to get a good night's sleep the night before. That's easier and more affordable than you might think. All you need to do is change your sheets, something you should probably do anyway.
But they're saying right? To a new brand, Mike.
Sure.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay. I see. I misread that.
Edward?
I want you to discover Bowl and Branch. It'll be the new standard of comfort that you'll measure everything else by. Bowl and Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever, and they are dreamy. I love them. Everybody loves Bowl and Branch. They have thousands of five-star reviews. You can only get their products at one place. That's bowlandbranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. Amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets. Visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com. You can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. To get you started, Bowl and Branch is offering our listeners $50 off their first set of sheets, plus free shipping. Just use the promo code TMOS. Just remember bowlandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-O-L and branch.com and TMOS. Glorious comfort awaits you. Isn't that right, Pony?
Absolutely.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right.
Hey, you two need to be. You guys need to be buddies.
Yeah,
it's Mike.
Yeah.
Mike wrote it. Mike
yeah,
wrote
Mike
wrote it.
Messed
Mike,
up the
Mike
copy.
Did it. Mike's stupid.
Mm.
Mike's
no,
stupid.
No,
we
no.
always call each other on that kind of stuff.
Mm.
We always do.
Mm-hmm.
You're my favorite.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was gross.
That was creepy. That was creepy.
Really gross.
So. Man, I don't know whether I should even talk about this or not.
I'll just bring it up.
Yeah,
no,
come on, bring it.
All right, I'll bring it up. Okay, so you know the guy that I went off on last week?
Yeah.
Which
guy?
The listener.
Oh, yeah.
The listener.
Yeah.
So
which
we
one?
Had a we had a give and take over the weekend.
Oh.
I thought you had blocked him.
I did, but my wife, I asked her to use her phone so I could see. I do that sometimes to see the thread and see all the people that
Mike,
I've blocked.
You are famous.
That is really not healthy.
You have to not ever think twice about that.
Yeah.
I went to see what was said on the thread, and he said something about my mother.
Oh, not cool.
You know how I made a couple of jokes about my mother's passing
and we were getting out of spots?
He referenced that if I can do that, then it's okay for him to do
that. Oh, that's not
so
okay.
That
not
was
okay.
like over the line, and so I actually contacted him, wrote a personal message, and then he got back to me. And to be honest, I believe the situation is put to rest.
You guys made up?
I would say it when I tell someone exactly how I feel and that person chooses to apologize to me, I think I put that to me is a stand-up thing to do, and the matter is closed.
Is he back in the fold? Did you refriend him?
Oh, no.
Did you unblock him?
No, because I just think even within the context of the apology, there was another thing where something is like, I was going to write it to you, but I figured you'd destroy it before you got a chance to read it. There's still this judgment thing going on where there's this negativity that just, I don't know whether it's within the person himself or whether he thinks that of me, but I hope that my response to his response would close the matter and that he understood that I accepted his apology. But it was something where, you know, say whatever you want about me. I'll tell you if it hurts my feelings, like I did last week. But when you bring Momo in that, the thing is making light. And I think the guys understand this to a certain extent. Making light of that circumstances, I think Rob and Oscar probably know more than anybody else that making light of that is taking the single saddest and depressing thing in my life and putting it out there as a joke just because that's a coping mechanism.
It helps.
That's exactly.
It helps you cope. That's exactly. And also couple that with the fact that, like, when I make fun of my kids for their eccentricities, it's okay if the inner circle here makes fun of my kids.
No, but you can talk about it. That's not what I'm. What, really,
just like you guys can make a joke when Oscar says Mike's there, nowhere to go but up, but heaven.
Right.
That's his territory. When it's put out there, you know, and it's
when
put
it's
out
not
there,
your place. Basically, it's not cool. That's just not cool if he's going to make that joke.
I don't have any control over what
somebody says. It's like saying the N-word. If you're black, you can use it. Should you? Probably not. but you can use it. You get a pass.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and I'm completely copping to the fact that this falls into the dish it out but can't take it rule. What I did last week was I opened up about it because I wanted to share the fact that, yes, every now and then, look, we read stuff about all of us online, and sometimes it hits the mark and sometimes it doesn't. That was a case of my feelings were legitimately, it was timing. It was a combination of circumstances where it hit on me at a time when it just was horrible timing.
But you know what?
It made
me
feel horrible.
And it's understandable, and it's not under the dish it out and can't take it category, and here's why. Maybe a bit, but you never overstepped and made direct fun of any of his dead relatives. You might have done some sweeping stuff, but you never targeted him.
I think that this is a circumstance that needed to be addressed. I have a question that follows up what you just talked about.
Go right ahead.
Let's take a deeper dive into you getting onto Carla's feed to see what people are saying about you.
I would refer to that. Oscar, and this is for the people of the great state of Maine.
Hi, this is Carla. And I was wondering, what did you say about
that? No,
Mike?
I don't do. Now, see,
is
you're making
profile
it much
actually
ugly.
You?
You're making it much ugly. I didn't pretend to be Carla. The first thing, when I wrote this,
why did you buy that voice changer?
Huh?
Is there a number I can contact you at?
You guys are ridiculous. You're really, really ridiculous. Hi, Jennifer here. Hi, Jen. I'm back.
You got really high marks on your appearance on Friday's show, Jen.
I know I did. How are you?
Good. Are you still assisting Mike?
I am. I just came into the studio for just a little time. Hi, Pony Boy.
Hey, good morning. Tell Mike I'm
sorry. It
was
great corresponding with you over the weekend. I really enjoyed it.
Do you correspond with Pony?
I do.
Do you talk about Mike?
Oh, of course we do.
Did you hear about Mike in the Amazon
he's
spot?
Been lately. He's been so what, guy. Rob? You talk, I talk. What?
Did you hear about Mike?
I know you had a funny line, but sometimes just wait. You know, you got 5 hours. You know, what the hell? All right, what was your funny? What was your little funny?
Did Pony tell you about the Amazon spot?
S&D.
Oh, anyway. Jennifer.
Yeah, Oscar. Hi, Oscar.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
So, Jennifer, we're curious that do you know anything about this? I guess it's a practice, or is it maybe a weekly affair that Mike logs in as Carla O'Mara and sees what people are saying about him?
Oh, my God, Oscar, the paranoia. Oh, the paranoia. It's not even fathomable. That's the word I was looking for to most people. You know, it's phone calls in the middle of the night. It's getting on people's devices. It's trips to the private investigator. It's just so tedious. It's insanity. It's really, really insanity. I don't know what's going on.
When Mike does these, when Mike is an identity thief, when he practices identity theft, does it make you uncomfortable?
When he pretends to be Carla? Is
yes.
That you're talking about?
Does he dress up like her?
You know, I don't talk to her about that. When their door closed, I go to my house that's in the neighborhood.
Oh, you live in the neighborhood. Are you a retiree?
Well, someone outed me. I'm not in the workforce any longer, full time, if you're asking specifically. But I try to avoid contact with Miss Carla because it's just not the right thing to do. Because as I said on the show last week, I'm in her way.
Oh, yeah. She reminds you of that all the time, yeah. Yes?
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Yeah. Ooh, excuse me. I had something.
What was that?
A little morning toast. I think that was apple butter. Sorry. But anyway,
Jennifer,
I'm so glad to be on the show. Yes, Oscar?
A little more context, if you will, about the paranoia.
Yeah, about Mike's paranoia. Maybe he could speak to that, huh?
You busy? You have someplace you need to be?
Jennifer,
he's waving his arms at me. He said, I want to defend myself. I want to defend. You just put your hands back in your pocket, Mr. Man. I love you.
Are they daily reports? Are they daily reports or weekly reports?
Probably quarterly, I would say.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, quarterly.
Not bad.
But sometimes more often, though.
What?
Sometimes more often than quarterly, be honest.
Hold on, I have to have a little sip. It is breakfast time, so
sure.
I know you're taping the show early today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a Red Sox fan too?
No, that was a can of Ensure, Oscar. Since we're doing theater of the mind here.
I have to keep your protein levels up.
I have to run because this technically is my day off. I have golf with the girls.
Oh,
today.
Good luck.
Golf with the girls. I can't wait.
Nice seeing you, Jennifer.
Always a pleasure. Yeah,
we're having a scramble. That means we play one ball in the foursome and we also get scrambled eggs. Bye-bye. So long.
I've never heard that joke before.
There we go. Can I come back and explain?
Please.
What's going on?
Are
with
you
this?
Posting the Blue Apron pics as well?
We'll take a break and be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
Own. So subscribe on
very
iTunes
simple.
And check us out on
own.
The Moore Broadcasting
New episode
Network.
Out. And for the record, we're not banging.
True story.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Me Undies. Me Undies. You outside clothes. No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, and chances are your underwear is boring. Luckily, Me Undies is here to change all that. Every pair of Me Undies is made from Modal. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric, and it is twice as soft as cotton, twice as soft, or as a commercial said during the 80s, soft.
Soft?
It's really soft.
Very soft.
You have to feel it to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of Me Undies, but once you try them, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of Me Undies, they're free. No questions asked. Plus, Me Undies has dozens of styles and even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not. Now listen, MeUndies, wonderful company. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. And we're back, Johnny. So you never know. On the Mike O'Mara Show, I describe the show as three guys busting each other's balls. And even the host of the show, yours truly, never knows when the spotlight will be turned in that lovely ball-busting way on him. And now it's on me today because I realize that I'm getting scrutiny from my colleagues based on the fact that on occasion, and I have done this more than once,
right,
I will use my wife's phone to check out online activity to see some of the people that she may not have blocked or unfriended and to see who's writing what. It gives me kind of a better perspective on things.
Outside looking in, as opposed to,
because as people know, and I'm not as bad as Rob as far as blocking people, but I've blocked a number of people over the years.
Yes.
And how many total over the years do you think?
Oh, hundreds. Literally hundreds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think, would it be 1,000, do you think?
I don't think it would be 1,000, but I hope to hit that mark soon.
I've never really added up how many I've blocked, but
I think you can go in.
Yeah, you
and
can
see.
Probably go in and
I
check.
Will count and see how many I'm at. But you know what? If they catch me at a bad time, I've said it before, Mike. My Facebook wall is like a party, and right. If you're not going to bring anything to the party I enjoy, I'm going to ask you to leave.
I have three people on my block list.
This
three? Only three.
Are they in this room?
They're all people I used to have sex with.
So let me ask again, are they in this room?
No.
But Oscar, okay. But Oscar's also affected by social media. He doesn't let on that he is bothered by it, but he will jump on a thread periodically.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. There isn't
try to keep it
isn't,
light, but you don't like the
it
the
isn't because I don't care. I don't have emotion or I don't have an opinion of what is written, especially when it's negative. But right. I also you know, since the inception of social media, since we were on in 2007, 2006, I said to myself that it's something that it was counterproductive in my eyes. Now, looking back, does that really make sense? No, because there's thousands of people in the queue for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, I respect completely that you feel that way. And you know what? I also have explained to you that in my particular circumstances, I think maybe there are many, many examples of the fact that I would have been better off if I did not engage. I think there are absolutely probably hundreds of them. But at the same time, this particular, let me explain the use of my wife's account on this particular.
Okay.
I got so pissed at this guy early on that I blocked him again, I think for the second or third time. And then when I saw the thread and he was writing something about referring to my mom, that was something where it went into a completely different level.
How'd you see the thread?
Yeah.
I saw the thread where I had blocked him already, so he responded to an original thread where they were talking about.
So you went as a follow-up to make sure that nothing
was going
on.
Just to see what's going on.
And I believe even if he is blocked, if we go to our fan page or our show page, we will still see it. It will only block him.
He won't. You won't see him across the board.
You won't see
across
underneath.
The entire spectrum of Facebook.
Maybe it's because I'm an administrator. Because I've seen people that I've blocked. Okay, gotcha. So forgive me.
I said, I'm writing a personal message because this is really something that I want to explain.
That makes complete
personally
sense.
Where I'm going.
Who
so
else,
I used
who else have
Carla's
you snooped
phone.
On with Carla's phone?
I can't even give
names.
You names. I can't even give you
names. Dantown?
It's really, no, this was really... You guys know this was
Chuck
this
Moody.
Doesn't happen. This doesn't happen all the time.
Barb Chuck and Moody, Chuck Moody.
Chuck Moody is a dear heart, and Barbara
Wonderful.
Bannon Moody
They're
is
in
an
Maine,
even
and
sweeter.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. I'm jealous too. Their
oh
pictures
my
of Maine
God.
Make me pine for the state. Well, Maine's
Get it?
Gonna be a
pine. Ah! Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's one for the Moodies.
Thank you. but Barbara Bannon Moody. Let me tell you something about Barb Moody. Okay,
yeah, Barb Bannon
Barb Moody is someone who has. Said incredibly kind things to me over the years.
Yes.
And she's also called me on certain crap that she didn't like. And I like the way she does it. And she does it respectfully. And
she
I listen and I pay
tots
attention
at
to it. She throws some tater tots
They were
at
hush
me
puppies, but yes.
So I used Carla's phone only to contact this guy, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did because it was so, I was so
Do you write as Carla
upset.
Or as Mike?
No, I say, hey, Brian, this is Mike using Carla's phone.
Oh, that's a
okay.
That's salutation. Exactly what, that was the first sentence that I wrote.
That's when you get the bubbling guts. You're like, oh, no, what happened?
What are bubbling guts?
When your stomach hurts.
Oh, because
like
he's nervous?
Because you get nervous, yeah.
Okay, so because I wanted to let him know, you know, hey, listen. Even with all the other crap, so I unfriend you and I block you, that's it, and I rave out about the show because you hurt my feelings.
Scorched earth.
Yeah. And I'm thin-skinned, call me thin-skinned, I'm good, I cop to that. when it comes to my mom-o, I was like, no, 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 no.
Fighting
the
words.
The problem with this guy is he just can't get out of his own way sometimes.
Yeah.
And that he can't help it. And you've seen the people online that are like,
I know people like that now.
Yeah.
You know that they will simply say something and, you've had personal friends that do this.
Oh, my God. I have friends now that do this, and I'm sitting there, and I lay out all the facts.
And then they can't help it.
They dig. And you know what I'm doing now, Mike? I just say my piece, and I know that the following conversation is going to be something that's going to probably—
Are you talking about online or personal?
I'm talking about personal in my life.
Okay.
Right? And they are good friends.
Sure.
And I try to tell them. I say, look, man, this is why people hate you.
Because there are people that can't get out of their own way. Mm-hmm. They are so secure in the fact that they get it, but they don't. And they keep piling on and they keep making it worse. We've all had experiences.
And there's also another side to that coin. There are the people that can't stand the notion of not being included.
Absolutely.
And if there is like some sort of tight in joke,
FOMO all the way.
And it's like some sort of weird, obscure in joke that me and my dad will be doing on Facebook just for each other's benefit. And then someone from another part of the country just goes, hi, HBS, LOL. And
it's like, that's different, though. That is different than the point you're making.
No, they're including themselves someplace where they don't belong.
That's different than when, say, what Mike's talking about right now.
I wish I could come up with a concrete example.
No, what you're talking about right now is you lay the facts out and say, look, man, not cool that you talked about my mom passing or joked about it. That's my territory. And then, I don't know what the back and forth was with.
Okay, the back and forth was I very shortly thereafter I got an apology and said this person said they were composing an apology letter to me that they were going to send to the P.O. box. Well, right there, that.
How about you just apologize and move on with our lives?
Yeah, he did by saying that he did, and I accepted. Yeah. I said, let's move on, and we're fine with that. But within that was a comment that was made. I'm composing something. I'm going to send to the show. You'll probably tear it up or never read it. There's a person that doesn't get that they've insulted me again.
Yeah. They continue to dig. They just can't stop.
They can't control it. And that's why I said to this person when I finally got, I said, we're done. I accept it. Fine. It's like it just keeps getting worse because you are just what it is. This is what I really do believe it is. And by the way, we all judge. Lord knows this show is based on judging other people. That's how we entertain people. That's a lot of what we do. But there are certain people where the judgment machine is so continuous and making these false assumptions about people is so rampant that they can't stop. Even when you're trying to have a normal conversation and say, listen, you offended me. Please don't do that anymore. The response should be, I know I did. I'm sorry. But the response can't be that. The response has to be, I know you probably aren't going to accept this because you're an asshole, but I'm really sorry.
Or it's you're in a workplace or you're in a professional atmosphere, or experience, and you're talking to someone, you're working as a team, and you're like, this is what we should be doing, and this is what we're going to do, and you're debriefing, and then the person that maybe misstepped, you're trying to be kind about it, and you say, hey, next time, let's work on this. And then they just continue hammering the point of what they were trying to do that
didn't
work.
Because they don't get it, and they don't know they've misstepped.
Yeah, there's a very valuable piece of advice that I once got from a man we worked with who was actually a human vampire. He lived on the blood of the non-believer, and he was
I think I know who you're talking about.
But he said, sometimes, and I've shared this with my own children, sometimes when you're in a hole, the best thing you have to do is stop digging. And you just have to stop and admit that you're wrong and that you're in a hole. Yeah.
And there are people that are incapable of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the fact is that it never really lands. Like we talk about the three of us busting each other's chops. There's a self-awareness that comes with doing what we do.
Well, because you have to.
You might think you're deluded. And by the way, some of the most successful people in our business throw that self-awareness completely out the window. Because if you can come in every day and think you got it all figured out, you can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can. And I think we all know who those people are. The fact is, when we're doing what we do, this type of radio, I think that if Oscar and Rob aren't going to bust my chops, I'm going to bust their chops, or a listener is going to write in and bust our chops about that. And it's going to happen no matter what. It's going to happen. So because of that, you become very sensitive to how what you say lands on other people. And then there are other people that rarely get called on crap. Mm-hmm. I use this guy as an example. And that's kind of why he keeps going.
Do you think that in real life it's like that for him? Do you think he's
I have no idea. I mean, because you
let's not single him out. But do you think that is a behavior that it comes out of being in a world where you're not challenged on stuff?
No, I think that happened. And look, this is my personal experience.
Okay.
The majority of people this happens to in my life are over, like they are outliers in their own world where.
Loners?
No, they're outliers. By that I mean their performance level is so high in their own specific sectors of expertise that they all they know are either I'm not even referencing Todd.
That can't be appropriate.
But they almost get to that level where they just really know that. So the social side hasn't been really fostered, right?
Yeah, they don't have a filter.
Yes.
They don't have a filter. That's the thing about it. So that's That's the way it normally rolls. And I think that we've all had examples of it, certainly online, especially Facebook's a great example of it. When you see a thread where somebody will have a very, very funny thread and it will be, say, a penis joke. And you see this joke and everybody's popping these little subtle comments about, gee, I'm not sure I'd want to ride in that cab. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, boy, that must have been a very uncomfortable situation. And then the third one will be somebody that goes, yeah, because it's a really big fat penis. and they think that they get it and they don't.
They don't.
And they get away with that.
Yeah.
So that was a terrible example.
No, but that's related. It's either pressing a situation way too far when you just need to bail.
Knowing when to tap out.
Yeah, or putting yourself in a situation where you have no place to be in the first place.
Right,
it's both inappropriate times to be there.
But I fully accept the fact that I have, in many cases, a very thin skin.
I like the window into your soul that you pretend to be Carla online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pretend. We can take a break right now, for Christ's sake. I don't pretend to be Carla
online. Hey, maybe all those times it was him calling me a dork.
Yeah.
Could be.
That's right. Exactly. We'll take a break. Speaking
of
thin skin.
His own login.
I'm not spending any time in Maine, but I do have some thoughts on the governor of the state of Maine, and we'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. So proud.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, folks, it's Tony Perkins.
Hey, folks, it's Gary Stein.
You never know what I'm going to do you?
No, I don't. That was an energy level.
On this week's episode, from ESPN's Pardon the Interruption, Tony Kornheiser joins us.
Oh, he's hysterical.
He is about to start his very own podcast.
Somebody should.
And we're going to play a game that is absolutely crazy and features a special guest.
It's off the wall.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Man, I'd love to have him as a guest. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Tony or Gary?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is wonderful. We love Amazon.
Yes.
It's the best.
Can I tell you a little bit more about it, Mike?
What's that?
Can I tell you a little bit more about it?
Yeah, you sure can.
Please. So
I tell people about it all the time.
People get married this type of year. Like they really go out of their way.
It's the marriage season.
To tell
Isn't
everybody
after
how
the marriage
how,
season though
how,
technically.
People are still getting married in my life.
Fall weddings.
I got married in Labor Day.
Cheaper.
Early fall.
So why not spread the wealth with the Mike O'Meara Show and get your registry on Amazon?
Oh, it's so through our page. Go through our page to do it, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, go through our page and then set that right up. You can link to everything on the web. You cannot go wrong.
And it is so easy for the people buying the gifts because they just go to the registry and it ships right to
they
you.
They already have an account. They use a Prime. It's just perfect.
That's wonderful. So any way you get it, it helps the show. So
thanks,
it's Amazon.com/TMOS. Did he register on Amazon?
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. I'm wondering if I went through that particular registry when I got him his gift.
Probably did.
I'm sure
it's
you
It's
going to
kill me. I'll be thinking about that all day long. So do it. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the Mike O'Meara Show through Amazon. Yeah. So, Rob, I am a little bummed that they got Tony Kornheiser and we didn't.
What about a guest?
I have a mystery guest coming up this week. And there's a few other irons in the fire.
Is it worth teasing?
Well, the fact that it's a mystery guest, yes. I don't know how I can tease a mystery guest beyond
a mystery guest. Mystery guest is D with a disappointment with a capital D.
I think you're going to really enjoy it. I do.
Well, then why is it a mystery guest if it's a
because that's the fun part of it.
No, the fun part of it is that that's how you cover your ass for a mediocre guest. But the fact is that the mystery guest, if a guest is an A-list guest, you promote.
We got
promote,
a billboard.
Promote, yes. Promote.
Well, this is
so
this
it's not
is,
worth doing that.
This
correct?
Is a B plus. It's not an A-list.
Can you write it down? I won't tell him.
No, because you are going to be part of the mystery guest.
No,
guessing.
I don't want to be part of the mystery. I want to be part of the
mystery. I don't want
grading.
A mystery guest. I want to know who the guest is.
Really? Because this would, yeah, because then this we would be a perfect. Right this would have been a perfect mystery guest for you to
but
guess.
Why don't we do this, Mike? We're not doing our job. What we should be doing is billboarding them like a Tony Kornheiser, and then maybe
yes.
the public doesn't know.
Would have loved to talk to Tony about. Yeah. Pardon the interruption.
Yeah, and then
illustrious career and the fact that
radio
we bumped into
podcasting.
Each other at a Nationals game years ago, and I had his tickets and he had mine. It was just a weird.
Did you really
weird celebrity yeah. wealthy moment?
I didn't know that.
That was like, yeah, we got free tickets and he had them. He's like, these are mine. Oh, okay, Tony, they're mine. No, oh, here they are. And I don't know how it played out. I don't remember. He wouldn't either.
You
so,
guys
okay.
laughed, talked about how great so, it is to be white and rich.
At least give me a hint about the mystery guest. Maybe we don't have to reveal the mystery guest.
The mystery guest is someone that...
Actually, how about this?
Okay.
Sell it to us.
In what way?
Like, really, like, we're the audience.
Okay, this is someone that you haven't heard from in a long time. He is
yeah,
still
shocker.
Happening. Still has his own podcast. Still has his own television presence. Still
I have
happening.
My podcast. I'm a has-been.
Buzz Burbank?
No, not Buzz Burbank. Oh. I said B-level.
Has his own podcast?
Yes. Should I reveal it to Oscar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, you got to let me have this one. Come on.
All right.
And I do think that in a mystery guest format, this one is going to be fun.
Okay, this is huge for me. Huge for me personally.
Well, then,
but
let me ask you this.
Maybe
should
just me.
No, no, I think many of the listeners
it?
Too.
Should we promote it?
I think we should.
Mike?
Then let's promote
it's not, it. It's not a has-been. This man
no,
is
No, as I said, not a has-been.
Is a treasure.
Well, the whole thing,
this
why
man
are we
is
making
a treasure.
This a mystery when we
because
promote
I thought it would add
come,
more fun to it for you.
This guy has the juice, and Rob, I'll
then
tell
let's reveal
I'll
it.
Say this, that we should be promoting this.
All right.
He is a treasure.
This week, I think Thursday or Friday, we will have on Pat Goss.
Yes! Yes! BG40.
BG winning word of the day.
Great guy, great automotive expert, and a fun radio personality.
If you're a car guy, he is a god.
Yeah, and if you go back over the radio past that we've all had, a very nice fellow, too.
That is a solid guy.
I'm really in a difficult position. Rob knows that by making a mystery guest, you don't reveal to me who it is.
Right.
So I'm not able to react until the person is on the show, and then
I
have to
be
my ultimate politeness. If you don't pitch me on the guest and you make it a mystery guest, then I can't react. It is a safety valve to get someone who was a weekend personality on WJFK.
But with a television show, too.
What's that?
He has a television show, too.
Yeah.
On
Maryland
now?
Public Television. It's on TV now.
All right. Well,
National television. Yeah. Talk cars. You can actually ask him about your vehicle.
But it would have been fun for you to get to the fact that it was Pat Goss using a series of questions,
yeah,
and
right.
he would have used a disguised voice.
I'd like to ask him more questions about what type of motor oil I need in my car. Jeez. How about this? We need a new guest booker. Get at
we
me.
We do.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
We
and
do.
We will pay you.
Yeah.
We will,
we
pay,
will
you.
Pay you.
We will pay you.
If you think you're tenacious and you actually care more than Rob Spiewak,
yes.
get at me.
We will pay you.
Yes.
We
will
pay
you.
I would love to have on a every 2 weeks. That's
yeah.
the only thing I require. A nice little chat with somebody.
Yes.
It would be a lot of fun.
And right. if you're special. In this room, you cannot apply because we know
right.
we I'm talking to you, Diego. We know what you're capable of. God bless
right.
you. Diego, you can do a lot of things, but that's not one of them.
No,
let's
I don't want him reaching out to anyone.
We want a professional. And I think it's important to understand that if this works out, you could be part of the TMOS family.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
It's a wonderful way
yes.
to put it.
A lovely
that's
entree.
It. So, anything to add?
I'm very excited to speak to Pat. And we have other.
No. That will not be happening.
Oh, no.
Sorry. No, unless there's this groundswell of support. When was he scheduled?
Thursday or Friday of this week?
Hard work for me.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Not as engaged as perhaps, you might have been during the days of WJFK.
I really enjoyed his brand of radio.
I'm not sure how much national juice he would have either.
Well, local.
You know
juice.
Who I'd love to chat with? I'd love to chat with
Pat Collins,
fellow podcasters. I'd love to have some of the podcasters.
Yeah,
okay. I'd love to do that. That would
Mike.
Be
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised of what comes up to deck.
I get frustrated because I really wish things were different. I really, really, you can't even describe.
He does a lot of other things really good.
He does, of course. I tell him that. I tell him that. Yeah. But the fact is,
not
this
a lot
really,
of things, but a lot.
This is real.
Well, you just contradicted yourself. Don't
try to help you.
The quote was, he does a lot of things, but not a lot of things.
The thing about it, as much as I ask for this element of the show, I'm not interested in doing it unless it's something really, really cool. If it's something really cool for our listeners and for us, where that's the
if
way
people
I look at it.
If there's a writing campaign to keep Pat Goss on.
Do you want
to
know why I thought it would work?
No, I'm defending Pat Goss because I think Pat Goss is a talent guy. No, I don't want to hear why you think it'll work because I'm the one that already put him down. So I'd like to dig myself out of the hole that I just dug and say that I'm sorry. But the fact is, I think, yes, it would be interesting for a lot of people. For me, I wouldn't wake up in the morning and just be like running into the studio like I do when we have Patton Oswalt
like
on the show because I'm so excited about it, or when we have Chuck Todd on the show because I'm so excited we're going to do that. I'm not going to wake up and go now I have the extra baggage of doing this segment and people are going to give me crap about it.
No. I think it's important. This is great conflict resolution, right? I think it's important to highlight that the animosity and disdain that you had and your visceral physical reaction when you heard the name Pat Goss was not really, it wasn't for the name Pat Goss or the guest.
No, it was not for Pat Goss. It was for the typical kind of guest.
It was 20 years of disappointment.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Came to a head.
Yeah, came to a head. So that had nothing to do with Pat Goss.
I never had contact with this man.
No.
Rob, you did. You had more contact than I did on the weekends. I don't know this man. You do.
When I was a kid, I would.
You know what? I think here's the solution.
Yes.
I think, could you do a whole show with him?
An entire program?
Yes.
No. Oh, I would love to.
Are you?
No.
Oh, I would. Can I do a one-off special?
Maybe.
If he's up for that.
I'm not sure he's third chair material.
We'll have him on the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We'll have him on the Mike O'Mara show. In what capacity? I'm not quite sure. We'll discuss that off.
How about people could they write?
And I'm sorry I got mad, Rob, but
I know.
It is 20 years of frustration.
I know.
It is 20 years of frustration, and you are wonderful at so many things. You are, and I love you.
You needn't say that,
I love
Mike.
You like a son.
And you I love like a son as well.
Is he strong?
That was exactly when I hear mystery guest, my instincts were spot on.
Well,
they were spot on.
And again, I think as we evolve as a program, we should really make, and as we're doing right now, put our best foot forward to look for someone that is their talent.
We are in. There's New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and then the city right after that would be Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as where showbiz types, people that are interested in government.
Power.
That power brokers.
Power seat, yeah.
Celebrities come through this town because it is Washington, D.C. And I think that's kind of where we are. You know, I've been watching Chuck Todd over the weekend on Meet the Press, and I was like going, God, I was reflecting on what a great get that was at the time, and has there ever been a more interesting political year? We've never had anything.
No, you're
close.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
And we've got people all over this town that involve themselves in that, and we can do a completely bipartisan interview with one of these people, and they're right here. But we don't do it because we don't do it.
Well, we're going to make an effort now. And we're going to find the right person
starters.
To do
that,
this.
That's for starters.
Yeah. So,
and local TV anchors don't count. And, you know, I'm talking about, you know, this show, because we're very aware of the national profile this show has, we just like to do that. So that's it. I'm done with my rant.
We're going to make the Mike O'Mara show great again.
It'll be,
we'll need
it'll
hats.
Be fantastic.
We'll need
it'll
hats.
Be,
we'll build
it'll
a wall.
It'll be wonderful. It'll be delightful. It'll be happy, happy, joy. But, you know, these are the little things that I deal with.
Mike, in D.C.
As I struggle to come in here.
86 LeSabre. You're on there.
You guys enjoy that show.
I would drive around Sunday mornings, and I'd be like, man, that Pat Goss knows so much about cars.
He knows everything.
And then he'd be like, and he would get pissed. And that's what I want to ask him. If he got really pissed at the callers,
that was the highlight.
You're not going to be satisfied with that. Am I right?
Well,
about
he's not going to tell
would
me.
Would he be satisfied with that? Would Oscar get an answer that he would be satisfied with?
I think
you would get this. You would get this. No, I'm not particularly angry when we get a call like that.
You know who he had on his national TV show? Lyndon from Patriot.
Lyndon from Patriot, yeah. Harley Davidson. Yes. There's another national name. That's great. He's not a Patriot anymore, by the way. I think he's down in Annapolis.
But they were talking about motorcycle safety.
That's exciting. All right.
I watched.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. God. On the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome to Your Daily German, where we learn only the most necessary phrases and sentences. Sie sollen die Mike O'Meara Show am weit geöffneten Mittwochs anrufen. You should call the Mike O'Meara Show on wide open Wednesdays. Aber Sie müssen es civil halten. But you must keep it civil. Sie sind nicht erlaubt zu sagen. You are not allowed to say. Schlampe. S**t. Hure. Whore. Sch**s girl. Piece of s**t. Oder f*** dich, Rob. Or f*** you, Rob. So rufen Sie uns an 888-920-6673. So give us a call at 888-920-6673. TMOS, über alles.
Acht. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for under $10, $9.99. Vistaprint, all about supporting small business owners. No matter what you need, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it. But the best deal is 500 business cards for $9.99. Rob Spiewak.
Do you like presents?
I love presents.
You got a present in the mail? 500 Vistaprint business cards that say, "Hello, little friend. I haven't said hello to you yet." Bubble the Fish. Bubble the Fish has his own business cards with the Mike O'Meara Show logo and all of our contact information. I think that'll be a fun calling card for people that stop by your house. Is Bubble still with us?
Yeah, that's we were watching him the other night, and we can put a pile of them right next to his little bowl, and people can have fun with that when we come to. Can you
it
imagine
is
that
so
like
great.
A drunken
That'd
Saturday
be
night?
So
That'll be great.
Funny. It says Bubble, and where it would have a title, it says The Fish.
The Fish.
That is it's awesome. Bubble the Fish.
Bubble the Fish got his business cards. They make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. It's never been so easy to look so professional, ladies and gentlemen. We love them. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. They'll make you look great. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout.
News.
Are you already looking forward to parent-teacher conferences? My little guy's got his first day of school today.
Mine too.
Cute to see him go off there.
Mine too.
Because your kid's social studies teacher is super hot. Everybody's gone through this. Rob and I have discussed it actually on the show, where some of these, when you have a hot teacher, it's just interesting. You become a little more engaged. Well, here's another less important reason to be excited. Your kid's probably going to get an A in the class with a hot teacher. Let me explain.
Really?
According to a new study out of UNLV, why does it seem like the University of Nevada at Las Vegas would be the place to do
We've
this
We've been
study?
Doing a lot of research.
Students do better in school if their teacher is good looking. The researchers had some students listen to an audio recording of a lecture and look at the photo of the person they thought was giving it. Some of them saw a photo of an attractive teacher, and some of them saw an unattractive teacher. And when they took a test on the lecture afterwards, the kids who thought they had a good-looking teacher got better scores. They also gave the teacher better reviews. I think that's completely human nature, and I think it makes sense.
I'm trying to think how Robert's grades were in fourth grade, because they must have been very, very high.
Let me just say, hi, Ms. Sawyers. I still remember The girl's first grade teacher. Yes, sir. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. This was all over the news all weekend. He didn't stand during the national anthem before a preseason game on Friday night. It's what everybody's talking about. Blah, 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 blah. Colin said it's about police brutality and racism. He didn't want to show pride for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. And before you mention his $126 million contract, he wasn't talking about himself. Right or wrong, he thinks he's making a statement for people who don't have his platform. He says, quote, "To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. The NFL says players are not required to stand during the anthem. Colin says he doesn't plan to stand in the future until things change." You've seen it online, the people burning his jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Giants did a thing where everybody kind of stood shoulder to shoulder. They say that was a dig.
Why couldn't he do it when he was winning?
Yeah,
why would it mean more when – do it when you're winning, not when everybody already hates you.
He needs the attention.
You want to make your mark?
Yeah. He's getting blowback on this. One guy even made a video that went viral. I saw that. Standing at the national anthem and burning the jersey.
Yep. And by the way, that guy, he saluted when he burned the flag – or burned the – I'm sorry, burned the jersey. And that's inappropriate because you're only supposed to salute if you're military in uniform. You're supposed to have your hand over your heart.
Who's the dummy burning the jersey?
There are lots of people that burn jerseys, and that's the way this whole thing
I always thought
down.
That was funny, though, for any team. When I sat there, I was like, you just paid $150, probably $300 if it's near authentic.
Yeah.
Why would you even do that?
I have to admit, when I saw this story, I got pissed off at Colin Kaepernick. I really did. But at the same time, I agree with some of the people that have been posting online. There are so many things that we need to pay attention to in this country. But this is the thing that gets all the juice. This is the hype, superficial crap that America goes bat-ass over. And how about we spotlight our veterans for a week? You know, how about we spotlight the people that have done amazing things?
In a positive way,
I don't know. I just,
make a statement? How about you take a game check and donate it to Wounded Warriors?
That's a wonderful thing right there.
There you go.
By now, you probably know that Tony Romo, the Cowboys starting QB, broke a bone in his back. He will miss 6 to 10 weeks of the season. When are you Tony Romo and you get to a point where you go, I just can't do this anymore?
I think he wins regardless, because every time they're like, oh, he's back, he's like, ah, just kidding.
You know, it's the worst thing about
pay
this.
Pay me my money.
Is with that back injury, he can't stand for the national anthem.
Quarterback.
Broken bone.
I know.
Listen to this quarterback's name. Quarterback Dak Prescott.
Hey, I'm expected. Dak Prescott.
These guys, quarterbacks have the coolest names.
It's like they're bred for it, yeah.
Hi, this is Dak Prescott. We're going to be winning these games. It's going to be a big deal. Dak Prescott is expected to take his place. Romo also missed 12 games last year with collarbone injuries, and naturally the Cowboys couldn't do anything without him. He also suffered back injuries in 2013 and 14, and he missed most of 2010 with a sprained shoulder. The guy has gotten – it's painful to watch Tony Romo in some of these games because he gets so incredibly
bad. He has the same bone structure as a Hummel. He is so fragile. You mustn't hit this man.
We'll see if he comes back. I mean, he seems to always come back. He kind of pulls out some big games once in a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know the Redskins are not
exactly upset about it.
The low-budget horror movie Don't Breathe. Do you guys even know about that one?
Hadn't heard of it.
Don't Breathe.
That was the surprise winner at the box office this weekend. That's how you know it's a great movie weekend. With a budget of less than $10 million, it made $26.1 million.
Oh, there are some happy Don't Breathe people today.
Opening at number one. Suicide Squad still there, but it fell to number two with $12.1 million.
It is such a hated movie. Why is it still up there?
Because we're a nation of brilliant people.
I would suppose.
I know. Good for you.
The Barack and Michelle Obama movie Southside With You opened in 13th place with just over $3 million, but it only ran in 813 theaters.
I thought that was a made-for-TV movie. That's actually in the theaters?
That's in theaters.
But soon to be on the Hallmark Channel.
The boxing movie Hands of Stone was at number 16 with $1.7 million and roughly the same theater count.
Mike, Hands of Stone, though, I heard great buzz about.
That's De Niro, right? De Niro's
no, Hands of Stone. I don't think De Niro's in it, but Hands of Stone is a Sugar Ray Leonard. It's not Sugar Ray Leonard. It's who's the boxer? He said No Mas.
Roberto Duran.
It's a Roberto Durant story, and I heard
Roberto
Duran. It is a phenomenal film. I can't wait to get some into wide release.
Okay. Here are the top 7 ways to lose lots of weight. Some you may have heard before, but here goes. Number 1, stop drinking soda and juice. One person switched to unsweetened tea and dropped a bunch of weight. Obviously, water is always a good choice. Number 2, get a dog. And not just because you'll have to walk it. They said it also forced them into a routine so they were less likely to sit on the couch and snack all day. I disagree. I think you can have lots of dogs and snack all day.
That's true.
Number three, cook more and stop ordering in. This is absolutely true. Restaurant food is loaded with salt and fat, so you'll naturally lose weight when you cook more, and planning meals also helps. Number four, snack on raw veggies instead of junk food, which might seem impossible, but you'll definitely lose weight if you stick with it. Number five, don't bring junk food to the house, or if your kids demand it, then only buy the stuff they like, but you don't. Number six, stop putting sugar in your coffee. One person said they got used to it after about a month, or you can use a natural sweetener like Truvia. And number seven, this is tough for all of us, drink less alcohol. Pony, you're going to lose more weight if you drink less alcohol.
Oh, absolutely. I'll have to give that a try.
Do you know if he gave up gin, he might disappear entirely?
A hard night out can be 1,000 calories, then you're drunk and you end up eating something like pizza, and that adds even more. Did you want to add
Mike, I want to clarify. No, I love drinking and I love eating pizza, but I'll say this.
This just in.
Ray Arcel was played by Robert De Niro in Hands of Stone. You were correct.
Ah.
Yeah, it looks good. But you know what? After the one with, Jake Gyllenhaal, the boxing movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little saturated with boxing.
Yeah, no, but that boxing movie was all Gyllenhaal just looking good with his shirt off. This one's actually a story.
Okay. I'll probably watch it when it comes out on cable. As far as boxing, somebody posted a clip of George Foreman, Ron Lyle, maybe back in the 70s.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When boxing used to be boxing, I don't know how they survived this boxing. Five rounds of two heavyweights, massive heavyweights, throwing sledgehammers at each other's head. It was absolutely, if you see it, look up Ron Lyle, George Foreman, one of the greatest boxing matches in history. And now a little something, something. The cops in Hull, England, tried to arrest a 27-year-old guy named Nicholas St. Clair after he got into a car outside a bar back in March, but he sped off and started doing crazy stuff to try to get away. He pulled all sorts of fast and furious moves, like quick U-turns, driving the wrong way down one-way streets, but eventually he lost control and slammed into a tree, and this is where the bad stuff happens for the guy. A branch went straight through his windshield and directly into his testicles.
Oh, no.
It did so much damage that the doctors couldn't save them, and he wound up losing them for good. And to make matters worse, he was just sentenced to 8 months in prison. And, of course, like all criminals, when asked whether or not he did it, he said, "Not guilty," in the Jennifer voice.
"Not guilty. I'm not guilty. Look what that branch did to me." Here we go. That'd be three times in two shows, guys.
Twigs and berries. Twigs and berries.
Twigs and berries. That's the way I roll. Okay, we got to take a break. I'm going to come back and tell you all about our fine sponsor, and then I'm going to leave the end of the show up to Oscar and Rob, because, hey, shocker, Mike's got to go to another doctor. We'll be right back, everybody.
Oh, hi. I love to spend the day at the beach with the sun and the fun and my oiled muscles. But at the end of the day, I want the funny. And I get so angry. Now, I listen to the Michael Mara Show every weekday at 7 p.m. And they make with the funny jokes and the laughter and things. And I love it. Sure. Why not? The Michael Mara Show every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. Face it, posting your job in one place is not going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart.
I'm smart.
I'm smart.
Come on.
You need to post all your jobs on all the top job sites with ZipRecruiter.com. Post them all to the top sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter. Find candidates all over the country and find the right people. When you cast that net wider, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find better candidates. And the technology that is used with ZipRecruiter.com lets you screen these people and do it easily without useless emails or phone calls. You quickly screen candidates and you rate them, and then you hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over a million businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Not only will you get fantastic candidates for your job, but you'll be able to weed them out with the best technology that's available available for you. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Without further ado, we're going to open the audio vault. I have to duck out a little early today. I apologize, but I will be back tomorrow on the show. Whoa, whoa. And now take it away, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
I will play Mike O'Mara out with something I heard on his Facebook page. This is the band Procol Harum. They did a live show in Denmark in 2006. Now, they had a hit record.
I'm sorry. I just heard you do that. I'm ducking right back in. Rob, I have to tell you this.
Yeah.
I am not
beautiful,
even
isn't it?
I am not even a Procol
Me either.
Harum fan. This was,
oh, I haven't heard this yet.
This was just, and here's the thing. I don't know if this jumped out at you. I'm just going to jump in with this. The quality, is he the original singer of Procol Harum?
It is, and it was
his
mic'd so well.
But his instrument is totally preserved.
Well, Mike, that's what happens whenever 40 years you only have one song.
Yeah, you're right, one hit.
But
right.
I
wish I could stay. Bye.
See you. They had this was a live concert in Denmark. They had an orchestra. They had a choir.
What's the background on these guys?
It's a band, sort of a an acid rock styled band from the late 1960s. Okay. And their big hit was Whiter Shade of Pale. You'd know it from the movie The Big Chill.
Okay.
That made it have a big resurgence. But there is a beautiful version. It was mic'd well, scored well. Just a little bit of that. This is gorgeous. It's just a really great realization of that.
Can you
get
to play a little more?
Yeah.
I apologize. Try to
face it first, just go sleep. Turn the wire, shade of pale.
Oh my God, man.
Just a fat sound. It's
beautiful.
One of my favorite things. You know, Aerosmith was one of the first to do it when they put a full orchestra behind a rock band. And
that's
they did
gorgeous.
It's wonderful. And it's on Vimeo. You can go check it out. But that is a Whiter Shade of Pale recorded in 2006. Also good, and this is more for you, Oscar, here is the Game of Thrones theme played by Mariachi.
Yeah!
I never tire of the guy with the big fat guitar.
God.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Is this a video?
It is a game show in Great Britain where they were playing TV themes by a mariachi band, and you had to name what the song was. Sadly, many of them were British shows I didn't know. But anyway,
do you think we could do that here live?
We'd need a mariachi band.
Well, I mean, I get that.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love that.
That would be awesome.
I would love it. Now, let me do a third musical thing because they're playing well today. If I say to you the name Gaten Matarazzo, that means nothing to you, right?
No, nothing.
But what about if I said it's Dustin from Stranger Things?
Oh.
The kid that had no front teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know he's like a brilliant singer?
Really?
This is a tape of him from 2 years ago doing karaoke. This is that little kid that couldn't talk in Stranger Things. And again, I say one of
the kid that was all
incredible. Gums? Yeah. I think one of the greatest things about Stranger Things is they cast kids that you don't hate immediately. And I think it's because they're really talented.
Well, I hate him now.
Who's the curly hair kid?
Yeah,
the
I think.
The funny one?
Okay. Yeah, with no front teeth.
Yeah.
And but the only problem with him is his name, Gaten.
David
Matarazzo.
David Harbour, who plays the sheriff.
Yeah, oh, he's
Stranger
so funny.
He was on Stern. And I hate that. I'm sorry I talk about Stern all the time, but I got to, I'm a big Stern fan. So. He said that these little kids, it was tough working with, and you never hear, you don't want to hear the sheriff of Stranger Things talking about these kids, sorry.
Right.
And, because it gave me this visceral reaction, right?
Right.
Is it visceral or vitriol?
Visceral.
Visceral,
visceral, thank God.
You're full of vitriol with your visceral reaction.
So, he said that they're kids, and they're going through, they're going through puberty, and they're...
Right.
So they're farting, they're giggling, they're they're being kids. So
sure.
They're professional, right?
Because they are kids, yeah.
And he said you'd be on the set, and the kids would be as professional as possible, but you'd hear them like giggling, or you'd be a take, and they'd fart, and then they'd giggle, and then he said the effing dog in the movie
yeah.
was a disaster.
Really?
He said he's never walked off an actual, not set, but I guess a set before.
A production.
A production. Yeah. A live production. But there was one scene where they're trying to get the dog to actually work.
Yeah.
And you've got the trainer off camera that's saying, all right, Giggles. All right, this Giggles. Is where we make our money. This is where we make our money, Giggles. We gotta pay the rent. Come on out. So the trainer is there. They're in the serious scene.
Sure.
And he's hearing that Giggles needs to help pay the rent. So he just walked right off the set.
Oh, that's great.
Greatest story ever. But never, it's almost, I love that show so much. Yeah. I want to think of him as a sheriff.
Right. And right. you don't want to hear him talk like that.
Nuts.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. So, anyway, and again, I'm still seeing people on Facebook discovering Stranger Things.
I can't wait till Mike finally gets on the bandwagon 6 months from now.
Greatest and, 9 hours on television right there.
It's worth watching again. And you saw it twice.
Yeah. And I'm in the third time through. The VMAs were last night. I watched it for a half an hour just to really, really make myself feel old.
Great performances compared to past VMAs.
Yeah, it was Beyonce.
Not that that bar is high, but
Beyonce was magnificent. They did give Kanye 4 minutes to fill however he wanted, and he took six, and I edited down his speech. This is what I got from Kanye's speech. I think this is all you really need to hear.
I am Kanye West. I mean, like, you know, like, people come to me like, bro, like, what's the point? What's the, you know, like life could be like,
oh my like God,
rich people, we're here to have fun.
Well said.
How about a speech coach?
Oh, good speech coach you want to give to Kim Kardashian, who had the honor of introducing Britney Spears, who I think it had been 10 years mm-hmm. since she'd done the VMAs. This woman can take a cue card and really make it her own.
For the past 17 years, the VMAs have watched the rise of its original pop princess. Her first moments on stage, heating up a school hallway with her dance moves, laid the groundwork for what was next to come. We watched her strip out of a tuxedo and set the stage on fire.
For what it's worth, it's not like they just show them to them that night. She has the opportunity
to get it beforehand?
Yeah, she can practice this.
That thing.
She could practice.
Watched her tame a snake and be very untamed with the one and only Madonna.
The one and only.
I was at that
like a kid reading a book report.
When they kiss
the
each
kissing
other?
One, yeah.
Oh, I was 30 rows deep. And Rockefeller Center, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well,
Radio City.
He was
City
also in the 28th row, if you know what I mean.
Radio City Music Hall. And I sat there, I was like, this is the best show ever.
Even a night of history right there. Very, very cool. Also, one last thing before we get out of here. It is the 58th birthday, if you can believe it, of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know this until this very morning. Did you know that the original name of the song Thriller was Starlight?
Oh,
and
wow.
He went so far with it that he actually tracked it with the original lyrics. Check this out. We've never played this before, but this is really Michael Jackson. We need some starlight, sun. There ain't no second to make it a while again. We need some starlight, sun. I need the
Why did he change to Thriller?
I think he was going for the, I have no idea, but my guess would be he was trying to think about how to market it, and the video with the horror film, much more marketable than something called Starlight Sun.
I agree.
But it's still a hit record sound, isn't it?
Yeah, and think about some of his videos that are like futuristic.
Yeah,
and,
so it might have gone in that direction. Anyway, so happy birthday, Michael Jackson, and that is something that I never knew, and that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you
so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with anything that doesn't stink or tick, with a letter or package, send it to TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag that's on Thursdays, send it along to me, Rob, with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or a family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing.
Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.